listening to KWB, girl. Dave Bryan Show is live everywhere, and that's how it's gotta be, girl. Getting ready for your morning, cause we exploring all the way to Tennessee, girl. I'll tell you what you gonna do while I play my first song of the day. I know you're gonna say.
All the way to Tennessee then, huh?
Yeah, all the way.
All the way to Tennessee.
Only to Tennessee, though. Okay. We don't go any further south.
Okay. Parts of Knoxville, and that's part of it. Okay, shout out to Elijah, who is listening right now on iHeartRadio on a flight to New York. He said,
he was
tweeting a little while ago. He's going to New York, I think, the first time. He listens to the show all the time. And he said he can't miss the Dave Ryan Show, so he's got it on iHeartRadio. Shout out at 37,000 feet. Elijah. All right. First song of the day, Drake, what do you got?
We got Pink. It's Raise Your Glass.
All right, let's do it. First song of the day, kicking off your Friday. The Dave Ryan Show is on. Excellent choice, Drake. I haven't heard that song in a while. Mm-hmm. And that's a banger, Drake.
That's a banger.
It is KWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. A little drizzly outside. It's supposed to be cooler this weekend. Rainbow Run is tomorrow. I'm doing the Rainbow Run like 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be down at Boom Island Park. If you're a runner, you love running in cool weather. Running when it's like 75 degrees or warmer is like, oh.
I would not do a run, I don't think, if it was above like 65. I don't think I could do it.
I hear you. I get it. I know some people who love running in hot weather. Like, oh, no, it'll God, be perfect no. tomorrow. Sign up for the Rainbow Run. Do something spontaneous and feel good about your Saturday. Go to TC Pride and show your pride. TCPride.org. There's so much going on. It's New Music Friday.
Yep.
I saw a great movie on Netflix randomly last night. I'm lost.
Yeah.
Because Ozark is done. I mean, I don't know what to watch.
Now you're searching. You're like longing for something new.
I'm streaming.
You are streaming.
Combination of when you're streaming and grieving over the end of your show.
Coin Turn by Dave Ryan.
Streaming. Mm-hmm. I watched The Rental last night.
What's that about?
Trending. It's great. Seriously, it's one of those hidden gems on Netflix where these four people, basically it's like a two brothers and a girlfriend and a wife, go to a beach house for a rental weekend. And things start to go really weird. And I won't tell you anything more than that. But at the end, it's like, no way. Seriously? So The Rental. Check it out this weekend.
Okay, I will. Watch it. Put it on my list.
Here's one. Carson and I went to a movie that was so bad yesterday that was good. It's called Firestarter. And my boy Carson left for college. He's back in Boston now. He left last night. So he's like, Dad, let's go to a movie. And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. I'd love to go spend time with him. So we went to see Firestarter, which he told me before we went in, it had 11% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
So not high expectations not going in.
So if you go in with low expectations, you might enjoy it. And it was so bad. Who's the kid in High School Musical? Zac Efron. Yeah, he's in it. Oh. And so that would give a little bit of credibility.
Let me look it up. He was one of my biggest crushes growing up.
Yeah, I saw this like a preview of this like on like YouTube and whatnot. It did not look very appealing. I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
It's based on a Stephen King novel, and we went in with low expectations. And at the end of it, we would laugh during parts of it like that was really stupid. Oh, God, that's so stupid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then at the end, we just sat there as we were the only ones in the theater, the only ones.
Oh, God.
So we could sit there and talk as loud as we wanted to, the only ones in the theater. And at the end, we just kind of sat there and talked about how stupid it was. But it was so bad, it was good.
Was it supposed to be a scary movie?
Yeah, kind of like a horror. Kind of, it was very Stephen King. So
got it.
You guys had a big day yesterday. We got to talk about that. The NFT thing.
Yeah.
The Gary Vee conference.
So cool.
Is in town this weekend.
Yes.
And everybody's going down to US Bank Stadium to see Gary Vee.
Well, I will say that they did say that about 90% of attendees are from out of town, actually, are going to it. But I do have some friends that'll be going. But yeah, it's a huge conference downtown at US Bank Stadium. People like, I know it's kicking off today with Spike Lee. He's going to be talking about the film industry and what NFTs are going to be doing for that. And then I know Snoop Dogg's there on Sunday. Pharrell's there tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to be there tomorrow.
Are you going to this, Drake? Jay's going to Lucid. You're going to the whole... This is what's going to happen. You're going to oversleep. You're going to sleep till about 3 o'clock tomorrow. You're going to miss most of it. You're going to get down to the venue, realize you forgot your ticket. Then you're going to try to go back home, and it's going to be you're going to miss all of it tomorrow.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, well, just a heads up. Pharrell is like the first speaker tomorrow, so you do need to be up early for that one.
God. Who is Pharrell's first speaker tomorrow?
Yeah, and I think Spike Lee is kind of kicking it off today.
It is huge. It's crazy. And I think also Valley Fair opens up today, too.
Yeah, it's opening weekend for them.
Wow.
It's
Art of World weekend, too. Yep. There's so much going on this weekend. This is why we love summers in Minnesota, because we get to get out and do things.
101.3 KDWB.
You can't make this stuff up.
lot of stuff to talk about. Let's talk about impulse purchases. According to a new report, we spend about $314 a month on impulse purchases. That is up about $50 from last year, about $100 from 2020. I don't know why.
Yeah.
The things we buy impulse most, clothing, food and groceries is second, followed by household items, shoes, tech, books, takeout, toys, coffee, and spa services. So I
thought impulse purchases were something like where you're at the checkout and you're like, oh, I'm going to grab this candy bar real quick. What do they mean? Clothes, food,
if you're
you need all
through
that
Kohl's,
stuff.
If you're, yeah. Well, I think when you go shopping and you're hungry, because I taught Carson about this, because we've all done this when we're new at living on our own and buying our own food. You go to the grocery store hungry and you're like, oh, you know what sounds good? Cheese Whiz. Oh, yeah, that sounds really good.
Oh, speaking of Cheese Whiz, said that.
Cheese Whiz has got a new gimmick that I want to tell you about. So the cheese in a can, which for some reason there's a can of this garbage in my cupboard and I have no idea why it's there. I don't know if Susan
bought it. Probably because you guys load up on that stuff for when Carson's home, and then it just sits there.
Probably.
It's like one of my favorite snacks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This doesn't surprise me in the least.
That with crackers, you cannot tell me that is not the best snack ever.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not real cheese. I don't know if it's like, it's a combination of latex and glue.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. They put some yellow dye in there, and it's delicious. So Cheez-Its, the crackers it is, has a new gimmick for its limited edition cracker. It's teaming up with Pandora for aged by audio crackers. So the crackers feature cheese that has been aged for over 6 months while hip-hop music is playing in the background. The audio aging concept comes from a Swiss study that says aging cheese to hip-hop music could strengthen the taste and smell. What?
Okay.
What a great gimmick, though.
Yeah, I mean, marketing, good job, but come on.
All right, it is the Dave Ryan Show on Friday. We got the mixtape game coming up. We got Maroon 5 tickets, like a couple of pair. First one at 7:50 this morning.
First one at 7:50, yep.
Another one at 8:50, so hang on for those.
We're doing world premieres of Harry's House, Harry Styles' new album that dropped at midnight at the top of every hour.
So hang on for the new Harry Styles coming up. Dave's Dirt coming up in a minute. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB. In Dave's Dirt, we had a lot of stuff to cover, including two new parents in the celebrity world, but also things going on in town this weekend, because it's pretty much like outdoor stuff season in Minnesota. So I got a list of all the things you can choose from this weekend, including Valley Fair opening today. Coming up next on KDWB.
Real life stories and a lot of laughs. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB.
This radio station once gave away a Camaro. A long time ago. And Camaros were just cool. Everybody wanted to drive it. Everybody would take turns driving. It's like, oh, I'll drive it. I'll drive it after the appearance. So my suggestion is, if you want to get a Camaro, here is your chance to get one for free from Quick Trip. All you got to do is go into Quick Trip and buy any participating, it is Pepsi, Rockstar, or Jack Link's product with their Quick Rewards app. And boom, you're entered automatically. You don't have to do anything. Just use your Quick Rewards app. And if you don't have a Quick Rewards app, then you can get one easily. Just download it from the App Store or Google Play, the Quick Rewards app from Quick Trip. Then you can win a 2022 Camaro SS with the Quick Trip 250 Pepsi Pit Stop, and it's all at Quick Trip. So next time you're in a Quick Trip, you're getting gas, you're getting groceries, you're getting a sandwich. They have, by the way, great ready-to-cook dinners, like legit beef stroganoff, mac and cheese, things like that. The pizzas are amazing at Quick Trip. But get that Camaro. You get a chance to win if you download the app and get any Pepsi, Rockstar, or Jack Link's product at Quick Trip.
Don't miss the podcast after the show, where you can hear Dave say bad words. The Minnesota Goodbye. Listen anywhere you find podcasts from the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. 101.3 KDWB. Got a minute? Because we've got the dirt. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
So much dirt today. We're going to start off with Johnny Depp's former agent saying it was Johnny's own behavior that ruined his career and not Amber Heard.
As of the time that you were terminated by Mr. Depp in October 2016, did you still believe that Mr. Depp was the greatest movie star in the world?
No, because his star had dimmed due to it getting harder to get him jobs, given the reputation that he had acquired due to his lateness, and the question was out there about his behavior.
Would that behavior include alcohol and drug use?
Yes. Initially, Cruz loved him because he was always so great with the crew. But crews don't love sitting around for hours and hours and hours waiting for the star of the movie to show up. And it also got around town. I mean, people talk. It's a small community. And it made people reluctant to use him.
So now we're hearing the other side. We heard all the ugly Amber Heard stuff from Johnny Depp a couple of weeks ago, and now we're hearing the other side of the story.
I watched a clip of this from probably like Wednesday, one of the trials, and it was like every single question that Amber Heard's lawyers were trying to ask was getting denied because it was all like leading, and it was like clip after clip, and it was like she couldn't, the lawyer couldn't even get anything across for her
Amber
side
Heard's
of things.
Lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was all like very leading questions and it was just, I don't know. That trial is a hot mess.
It is a hot mess. Somebody said she does not have like the best lawyer. So this is basically it's a valuable tips a bride to be learned from a wedding TikTok. Check it out. Here are your valuable tips.
Don't tip any vendor before receiving a product from them. So essentially anything that would normally take you 5 minutes, like getting dressed, is now going to take you 30 minutes on the day of the wedding. The third is that they have an envelope moistener. That's a thing. You don't have to lick the envelopes for your save the dates and invitations. Number four, do a calendar for your guest book and have guests put their message on their birth date on the calendar. So then you actually have their birth date on your calendar and a message from them that you will actually use. The next one is to do a signature cocktail during your getting ready period.
Okay, I like the fact she's got Harry Styles playing in the background. That was like my favorite part of that whole clip.
Yeah.
New mom, Rihanna. According to TMZ, she had a baby boy on May 13th. And also Ed Sheeran surprises 38 million Instagram followers with a post featuring a pair of baby socks. They had another baby. They kept the whole pregnancy a secret. And on Thursday, he didn't give any mention of any vital statistics. He says, just want to let you know that we had another beautiful baby girl. So I'd forgotten that he's even married.
I know, that's because he keeps his personal life so private. It's like nobody even knew pretty much for the most part when they did get married or that he even was in a very serious relationship, period.
Totally. Well, it's so funny. It's almost like we've seen Ed Sheeran's life change so much because he's been around for maybe 10-ish, 12-ish years, something like that. But he used to come to Star Party, and he was just like, oh, this humble British kid with red hair. And he was like the best interview, just so kind and humble. And you would have never expected him to blow up into like one of the biggest stars in the pop music world right now.
When I was an intern, which was about 10, 12 years ago now, he was very new. And I remember they were doing some event at the Seven Rooftop. And he did the most like little quaint concert, and Fallon interviewed him, and I got to go see him. I got a picture with him and everything, and then he blew up drastically within that next year, and I was like, wow, I never really feel like I get to see those acts before they get so huge.
It's so true, and that's the great thing about, you know, KDWB and Star Party is you go and see these acts that might not be anything. Mm-hmm. I remember one year at Jingle Ball, Lady Gaga was on the bill with Chantel. And we looked at the lineup going, Lady Gaga, that's a dumb name. Chantel, at least I know her song. And then Lady Gaga blew up and became Lady Gaga. And Chantel is like, oh, yeah, she was Chantel at one time 15 years ago. Going on this weekend, Twin Cities Auto Show continues through Sunday at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Valley Fair opens today. Favorite ride at Valley Fair? Mine's a Power Tower. Jenny?
I don't... No, God, definitely not the Power Tower. I forget because I've only been like twice.
What?
I didn't grow up. I grew up in Wisconsin, so I went to other places. What's the one of the main Steel Venom?
Steel Venom,
probably my favorite.
Terrifying,
one.
Terrifying. Drake, you been to Valley Fair?
I have not been to Valley Fair.
You need to go to Valley Fair this weekend. You're going to that NFT, the Gary V conference this weekend.
VCon, yep.
Which is huge. I saw on Channel 4 this morning, people were lined up at like 4 a.m. just to buy merchandise.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, they had, there was a music artist, Russ was there yesterday, kind of hanging out with fans and all that and chilling. They got a picture with Gary and all that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a massive thing. U.S. Bank Stadium, if anybody wants to go down and check it out.
Can I tell you, though, Dave, that we went to this press conference for VCon yesterday with Gary Vee. And it was
and Drake did, right?
Yeah, it was a very private event, a nice little luncheon at FEMA's downtown, and it was lovely. A little fancy, and we get there, and right off the bat, we're in the buffet line. Drake's like, let me get them chicken drummies. Yeah, chicken drummies. And I'm ahead of him, and I'm like, all right. And I'm scooping up some pasta, and I look over, and he is lathering his chicken with this nacho sauce, and then he drips the sauce all over the fancy buffet table that has white cloth tablecloths all over it. And I'm like, get it together.
What? They shouldn't have gave us the smallest spoon known to man then to that put that on the plate.
That spoon was a serving spoon,
it
Dave.
Was
let
not,
me clarify.
Do
it wasn't
not
small.
To her.
It okay. was a serving spoon.
It was
so
average
I
size.
I sat there and I'm like, God, I'm not bringing him to things like this ever again.
No.
Embarrassing.
This is what we're slowly learning about Drake. If the party is not held in somebody's backyard or a bowling alley, don't bring Drake along because he's going to embarrass you.
Exactly.
They didn't look over and go, oh, look at the filth from KDWB.
No, they just said that when we walked away. There was like a group of five people waiting behind him, and they're probably like, God, get this guy out of here. Who is
he? The cool thing is Gary Vee will probably call you on stage this weekend as a bad example. He'll be like, he's going to have a laser pointer. He's going to say, okay, first of all, he started his shoes. Shoes not tied. Okay? Pants don't fit. Belt missing. Shirt, what the hell is that? And what are you wearing, a Zed hat? At least the Zed hat is legit.
Yeah,
super right.
legit.
That works.
That's going on this weekend. Also, Art of World Weekend is going on. The Twin Cities Rainbow Run 5K is tomorrow. I'm going to be hosting that. So if you come out, make sure you come up, say hi. We get a selfie together. I need photos for my weekend in five photos.
Up
and make sure you get a picture taken tomorrow. And it's a great day. Don't be scared off by the chilly weather tomorrow. It is perfect.
It's not going to be that cold. Look at us getting all fancy because we got a couple 80-degree days.
It's going to be like 45 or 50 tomorrow at race time.
Too cold.
No, it's not.
That's
it's great.
Perfect
it's
for rain.
Great racing weather because the minute you start racing, probably maybe 300 yards into it, you're like warmed up.
Yep.
So you're all
your
good.
Your boy's not doing the running. Your boy's watching from the sidelines.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Art of World, Moulin Rouge, the musical, as at the Orpheum, Amy Grant's at the State Theater. VCon, a multi-day super conference with discussions and performances from iconic and emerging leaders in NFTs and popular culture. The event is the first of its kind NFT ticketed conference for the Web3 community to come together and build lasting relationships, share ideas, and learn together. People are way into it. Later this hour, we're going to give Drake about 45 minutes to explain what an NFT is. I've Googled it. I think I know what it is, but I don't understand
it. Well, you drew an NFT of me one time, remember, and you sold it for raising money for the Animal Humane Society. That person now owns something that nobody else will ever own.
And that's what an NFT is. It's a one-of-a-kind. Nobody has the rights to take a picture of it. It is his and his alone.
Well, you can take a picture of something, but it's usually a digital copy. You did have like a physical copy of this drawing. It's usually digital, but yes, once you buy into it, you are the owner of that.
What makes it valuable, though?
That's the part that gets confusing to me.
So if I take a picture of you, and now I own this picture, it's one of a kind, and what makes it valuable, though?
So the way that I gathered, correct me if I'm wrong through texting, but Gary Vee basically said that NFTs are going to be the new credit cards, that soon enough people are going to be buying concert tickets with NFTs. And it's hard to explain, but it is almost like a form of currency, even though it's this digital copy of a monkey drawing. You know, I don't know, Drake, if you have like a little bit better of an explanation, because that's not even a great explanation.
No,
but
you hit it on the head pretty good. It's it is very confusing. I don't think it has that much value yet because not a lot of people understand it, but it's a thing that's going to become massive
come
10, 15, 20 years from now.
Gary equated it to being credit cards. He's like, remember when your parents first found out about credit cards? They're like, I'm never going to use this. I'm not going to enter information on the internet and blah, blah, blah. And now that's what we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, that's what NFTs are going to be. Right now, people aren't wrapping their heads around it, but in the future, this is what it's going to be.
Okay. I think the key is people just don't really understand it yet. I got to mention this one, too. A Taste of Paradise is coming to the island, head of the Parlay Lounge tomorrow. All day at the Parlay Lounge at Treasure Island for cold beer and good vibes when they officially unveil what they've been brewing with Spiral Brewery. You can start the night with a free sample and stay for great music from Jake Nelson Live. Treasure Island Spiral Brewery launch party tomorrow. That's in the Parlay Lounge, starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the music goes until midnight. A couple of more things going on this weekend. Women Run the Twin Cities is tomorrow at Minnehaha Park, tomorrow early in the morning. Twin Cities Heart Walk is also tomorrow at Target Field. Steps for Autism is Sunday at 9 until noon. The Minnesota Reptile Show at the Doubletree by Hilton in Bloomington is Sunday. What's coming up on the show, Jenny? What do we got coming up?
Well, I have to call Drake out for something that he did yesterday. I already called him out
this
for his
poor
manners.
This is not the nacho cheese thing?
No, it's something different that he did that I have to call him out for because I don't know what his thought processing is on this, and then it affected me.
Oh, I know what it
so
is.
So I have to tell you about it, Dave.
Okay. You know what? This is the thing about Drake. You're like peeling onions, and every layer is a little worse than the one before.
It makes you cry.
We'll be right back. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB. Reach us on texting at KDWB1 53921. That's our short code. Or on the talkback feature. That's that little microphone button on your iHeartRadio app. And we get a 30-second message from you instantly.